OCC softball at New Philadelphia saw the Quakers give the Knights some payback, getting a win over the Knights by the final score of 9-8 in walk-off fashion in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Knights would lead this one 1-0 after the top of the first inning, but New Philadelphia would answer thanks to an RBI single from Sidney Vandal in the bottom of the first. Knights would get a solo home run from Emery Lemon in the top of the second to regain the lead 2-0. They'd hold that lead till the bottom of the fourth inning when three runs would be plated off a Peyton Murphy three-run homer, and that would make it 4-2 in favor of the Quakers. Wes Holmes got one back in the top of the fifth inning thanks to an RBI double from Keegan Uhl. That scored Breyer Klein. One more would come in the bottom of the fifth thanks to an error for the Quakers. Wes Holmes would go into the top of the seventh needing two runs to tie or three to take the lead. They'd end up scoring five runs thanks to five hits in the inning and an error. And they take a three-run lead into the bottom of the seventh. And after getting an out and then a solo home run from Reese Loveday, would make it a two-run ball game. A RBI double from Cindy Vandal would make it a one-run ball game. And a two RBI single from Sarah Cardani would walk it off with a final score of 9-8. Sarah Sierwski gets the win, working two-thirds of an inning, giving up one hit, striking out one. Meanwhile, taking the loss will be Addison Yoder. She'll drop to 7-2 on the season, 6 1/3 inning, giving up 9 runs, 8 earned on 9 hits, striking out 6 and walking 4. With the win, New Philadelphia improves to 6-6, 4-2 in the OCC. Meanwhile, West Holmes drops to 8-3, 3-2 in Ohio Cardinal Conference play. Once again, the final score in this one, a walk-off win for the Quakers at home over the Knights by the final score of 9-8. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Jake Seidel.